Support for KNKX comes from Alaska Airlines, with most flights offering power at each seat so travelers can keep their phones, laptops, or tablets fully charged in flight. More at alaskaair.com.
Like so many places in Western Washington, SeaTac Airport is feeling the impact of rapid growth. Airport officials have been working to expand facilities, improve access for cars, and make the interior of the airport modern and comfortable for travelers. Over the next three episodes of Going Places, we're going to explore how SeaTac Airport works. In this first installment, KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley meets airport director Lance Little. He's originally from Jamaica and previously worked at the airports in Atlanta and Houston before coming to SeaTac about 2 years ago.
We're walking through the arrival hall with Lance, and there's several things that really strike you when you're with him. And one is that he seems to know almost everybody who works there, from the person who's moving bags to the ticket counter people. He's just saying hello to everyone, and everyone seems to know him. The other thing that really surprised me was that he was picking up trash as we went. I mean, literally gum wrappers. We went outside and we saw a little piece of earth that should maybe have some flowers or something, and it had some cigarette butts instead.
Garbage gets a little bit under your skin, doesn't it?
It really does. It's my pet peeve.
But of course, there's a bigger picture. And to look at the bigger picture, Lance takes me to the airport roof.
Watch your steps.
Wow, what a beautiful day.
Yeah. From here, we can see a stunning view of Mount Rainier, a very busy tarmac below. There's a lot of planes leaving and a lot of planes taking off.
So where do you see the airport in 10 or 20 years? I mean, what's the big vision here?
So the big vision, so our unconstrained forecast predicts that we'll be at 66 million passengers by 2034, unconstrained.
So unconstrained meaning that there's almost an endless budget, that Seattle and the region will continue to grow at the same rate.
But we have constraints. We have airfield constraints. We have airspace constraints.
Right.
We have financial constraints as well. So all of those constraints has to be taken into consideration. Our biggest challenge right now is gates. We do not have enough gates during peak. I mean, you can look right now. Look at the South Terminal.
There's not a gate open.
Airports operate based on peaks and valleys, right? So you'll come here 2-3 hours from now, and there's nobody there. Dead. It's like church on Easter Sunday. Everybody's there.
Everyone
so we have Easter Sunday
time.
Every day.
In order to fix the issue of basically what is a bottleneck of traffic all pouring in at the same time and trying to depart at the same time, there's a new international arrivals hall being created. It's larger. It incorporates part of A gates. It will have a sky bridge that goes over to the main terminal. So when you walk over it, you'll have a stunning view of Mount Rainier and the natural surroundings. And then at the same time, you have a whole north terminal being built while keeping the airport going 24/7.
Oh, I've always said when you operate in an environment like that, it's like doing open heart surgery on a marathon runner while he or she is running. that's what it is, because while all of this is taking place, you have to keep the airport running. You can't shut it down.
You know, SeaTac holds a lot of memories for me personally. I just remember these low ceilings and kind of dimly lit corridors. It wasn't the most uplifting of places to actually depart from. And now, you know, as a traveler who gets around and sees a lot of different airports, they're letting in a lot of natural light. They're moving people quite efficiently. I think the International Arrival Hall is just about as fast as anywhere I've ever been. Given that, it's still not, you know, Copenhagen's airport or Schiphol in Amsterdam or some of the big Asian airports. You know, I learned a lot today about why that is. SeaTac has an extremely small footprint. While some of these other airports are much newer, they're sitting on new turf. Plus, many of these airports around the world are receiving hefty government funds. SeaTac does not see that kind of money coming in from the federal and state government.
So we can't afford to build the Taj Mahal and have the butterfly sanctuary and all of that. We just can't afford it. These airports have these things, but they were planned and designed that way.
SeaTac Director Lance Little talking with KNKX travel expert Matthew Brumley in the airport's Arrivals Hall. Next week on Going Places, we'll hear how SeaTac attracts new airlines to fly here.